And then the bye week, the Jaguars are going to do a lot of self-evaluation. Well, for me personally, the Jaguars defensively need to get better against the run. Offensively, some of the details. Now let's start at the first play. This is what we call a pirate, where you're sinking one side, and watch what happens here. The defensive tackle, Sendarek Marks, doesn't get there, and because he doesn't, look at the size of the crease that Frank Gore has. Starting with good defensive run defense is the only way to have success, because if you don't, then everything else becomes much more difficult. For example, against the 49ers, a play-action run fake. Look at all of the Jaguars over here trying to stop the run. And then you have a tight end sneaking out in a bootleg situation, and he's not covered because of that situation where you're having a hard time stopping the run. If you can stop the run, it gets easier to defend plays like this, because schematically you can adjust for that. Now, offensively, you've got to get cleaner on assignments. You have to get cleaner on everything that you do, and this is a perfect example. Look how Ahmad Brooks ends up getting in the backfield here and makes a play. Well, if I go back and show you exactly how that happened, you would see that Mercedes Lewis, the tight end, takes a wrong step. Watch the step. There's the step. He steps inside. He's got to be in lockstep with the rest of the group. And because he's not, Ahmad Brooks ends up making a tackle in the backfield against Darnell Robinson, who, by the way, I think is coming on in a big way. Now, the other thing that needs to happen, the passing game needs to get more precision accuracy. Chad Henne hits Maurice on the outside here. But look what Maurice has to do. He has to turn around and catch it. If he can catch it and catch it going forward, it's a foot race versus these three guys. And this may be a lost first down opportunity for Maurice. And he doesn't get there. He ends up getting knocked out just short of the first down marker. If Chad Henne can have better ball placement, there will be more success for the Jaguars offensively. Now, look, there's a lot of big things, too, that need to get better. You got to make the catches. Justin Blackmon had a great opportunity. Ends up dropping the ball. It would have been a foot race against this guy right here with all of this space. And it's not just Justin Blackmon in this game. Cecil Shorts has had opportunities as well. But one thing that I do like with the Jaguars, I think they're getting better on the offensive line. Take a look at the pocket that Chad Henne has here. The Jaguars' protection has gotten better and better and better over the last couple weeks.